This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Phoebe Judge. Laundry in the present day means throwing your clothes into the washer and then shifting them over to the dryer. It's generally a solitary and mundane chore, but it wasn't always that way. Just a few decades ago, gathering around a clothesline was a place of community. Women shared stories and built friendships in this shared space. The Clothesline Muse is an artistic exploration of the space created by Grammy-nominated vocalist Nina Freelon and her daughter, Maya Freelon Asante, a visual artist. The Durham-based show will be performed on August 7th and 8th at the National Black Theater Festival in Winston-Salem. Nina plays Grandma Blue. Welcome, Nina.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Maya plays Mary Mack, her granddaughter. Welcome, Maya.
Actually, I'm the visual artist of the play, but Mary Mack is played by Tiana West, and she's an amazing actress. I wouldn't want to take away from the shine of my mom on stage. I'll let her stick to the acting and singing.
Okay. And also with us is a new collaborator on the project, hip-hop artist Anango Lumumba Kasongo, also known as Samus. Welcome, Anango.
Thank you so much.
So, Nina, the work has many themes, but before we dig into those, will you just tell us the overall synopsis of the performance?
Sure. It's an intergenerational conversation, Phoebe. It's at its very root, it's the sharing of stories, and the sharing of stories across the generation. You know, the art of conversation is a dying art. And social media and our connection to devices has actually interrupted that conversation and changed the way stories are passed down between the generations. So the Clothesline Muse is six dancers. My daughter Maya has created a wonderful sculpture out of tissue paper. Kariyama Welsh is our choreographer. We have live music. We're taking this mundane women's work and transforming it into art, dance, music, and projections.
The work has evolved since you were last on the show. Part of the evolution includes a piece by you, Samus. Will you tell us about it?
Yes. So just briefly, this piece is sort of a curated, like a sound curation that's supposed to take place as people are coming into the space to prepare for the show. So I was asked by Nina to sort of listen to some interviews, some sound clips, some songs, and try to put something together that evokes different moods and foreshadows sort of some of the themes and topics that are going to be discussed throughout the performance.
Well, let's hear a sample of it.
Some clothes you had to wash with a foot tub. Sometimes the washing machine broke down, and you couldn't wring the clothes through the washing machine. You had to take a washboard and scrub those clothes on the washboard with lye soap.
A group of us would get together on Sunday morning, and we all go to this neighborhood, this particular neighborhood.
Laundromat.
Uh-huh, and they had the laundromats. And so we would go and wash clothes at the laundromat, and it would be maybe about 6 o'clock in the morning. We would all go, maybe 3 or 4 of us, and we would go wash clothes, do our grocery shopping, fold the clothes, everything at the laundromat.
Through years of
but then later on, we moved on up and got a washing machine and dryer. But yeah, but the laundromat was my best friend.
Samus, that really kind of gets at the communal element of this work, because even if you're going to the laundromat, you're moving that stuff with all the other people who are in the laundromat, mm-hmm. waiting out those hours, just waiting for the laundry to be done.
Yeah, and it's interesting because in my current apartment, I have a laundry machine, and so it's become a real commodity. My friends will come and visit me, and we'll, you know, sip wine and do everybody's laundry because they don't want to go to the laundromat in their own particular neighborhood. So I really connected, I think, with that piece of the interviews that was sent to me.
Another prominent theme is racial identity. Tell us about how that is one element of the work, Nina.
Well, we're using the clothesline as a metaphor. It was a place where we gathered, where women shared stories about what it meant to be a woman, how to take care of yourself, how to take care of your family, Who are you? What is your family legacy? What to stay away from? And so we have one of the songs in the play is called Separating Whites and Colors. And we don't try to slam people over the head with the obvious part of that metaphor, but I think people get the message.
It certainly is clear. Will you sing a bit of it, please?
Oh, I'd love to. Mama, mama, mama always told me, you better listen to me, child. Separate your whites and colors. Put each in a separate pile. Put each one in a separate pile. Whites and colors, it's the order of the day, of the day. It's the order of the day, the order of the day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Never wash them all together. No dark colors, green or gray. If you mix them with the white one, whites will fade away. The whites will fade away.
Fade away. Nina Freelon, live in the studio, singing from the performance The Clothesline Muse. Maya, will you tell us about the character of Mary Mack? She kind of transforms throughout the performance. How does she grow and change?
That's a great question. You know, Mary Mack, she essentially is representing the relationship that I had with my grandmother, Nina's mom. And this collaborative effort has been my mother-in-law, who's the choreography, Karyama Welsh, and Nina. So I'm in this mother group of women who are strong and creative. And we needed an element that was intergenerational, something that would appeal to the youth and also keep us interested, not just in a historical documentary type theater production, but something that addresses some of the things that are going on today and being consumed with the cyber online. Our tagline is, before we were online, there was the clothesline. And so I wrote Mary Mack's character to really reflect deciding that she wanted to push away from her old time and grandma's old ways and get rid of all of her stuff, because she sees herself as an Afrofuturistic girl who doesn't have to look back. But what she finds is that if she doesn't understand her past, she'll never understand her future.
There's a piece online that looks at this generational divide. Will you do a little bit of for us?
Yes, definitely. We had a lot of fun working together on this and writing the lyrics for this. And actually, it starts before we were online. There was the clothesline. And
I can tell your fortune.
I can read your mind.
By what you got hanging online. Four white shirts.
Online.
With cuffs and sleeves.
Online.
Says I love you.
Online.
For all to see.
Online. I read his profile.
Online.
I saw his page.
Online.
It's how we do it.
Online.
In the modern age.
Online. Love is more.
Online.
Than what you say.
Online.
Love pins your heart.
Online.
From day to day.
Online. Cyber love.
Online.
It's real and new.
Online.
Uploads, emails.
Online.
I'm Instagramming you.
Online. Miss Prim and Proper.
Online.
Always saying prayers.
Online.
What's that she hanging?
Online.
Fancy underwears.
Online. Snapchat and Vine.
Online.
Let's take a peek.
Online.
I sent some pictures.
Online.
Now please delete.
Yeah, you better delete that.
We can tell your fortune. We can read your mind. By what you got hanging online.
That was great. Nina, I wonder, you know, we're talking about today and we're talking about online and clotheslines, but this kind of pushback from the younger generation to their grandmothers, to their mothers, saying, I don't want any of that.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about. This has been going on forever.
It's true.
We're talking about Instagram now, but this was going on. I wonder, when you were growing up, did you have that same kind of, I don't want to talk about those old ways, I'm moving forward?
Totally, totally. I mean, I think I came up during the era of the 60s when there was a real sense that the future was going to be bright, that we were willing to fight for that, that we were willing to march for that and march for that change. But there is still a sadness when you look back hundreds of years. Who wants to go back to a time when we're talking about slavery or when we're talking about a subjugated people? But that's not the whole story, is the point. Is grandmother has stories of survival. She has some things that you might want to know that you can use in your daily life right now. And that's the point. We're seeing headlines right now where people are looking at issues of identity. One of the things the Clothesline Muse does as a play is it helps to create safe spaces to talk about things that are hard, like race, like class, like identity. And so we hope through the music and the dance and the imagery that we put up on stage that it just creates a platform for people to be able to have meaningful discussions.
And even though we might be 100 years away from what your great-grandmother was dealing with, there are themes here, whether we're texting them, which one might say is the end of us all in terms of communication.
Right.
But there are themes that are happening that we're still seeing and that should be
totally
passed down, because the circumstance may have changed, but they haven't changed that much.
That's true. That's really true. And when you look at the clothesline as this sort of ancient piece of technology, when you look at clothesline even now, you know who lived in the house. You know how old the people are. You may know some very specific things about people just by looking at the clothesline, very similar to posting on your Facebook page.
Samus, another part of this piece really does focus on this technological transformations that we've made and the way things are changing and being bombarded constantly by updates that maybe don't mean that much anyway, but we need to update everything. Will you tell us a little bit about that and the technological transformations that we see in this piece?
Yes, so I think a big theme that's been discussed is this idea of being very disconnected. And I think even inherent in using sound to kind of showcase this, these are disembodied voices, right? These are voices that don't have the bodies to accompany them. And I think that is almost sort of a reflection of what we're dealing with technologically, where we have these images, but we don't know the people behind those stories. We don't know the people behind those tweets. We can try to piece things together, but ultimately sort of being in the space with the actual people, I think that's something that this piece tries to get at, how important that is for really having a holistic sense of who a person is.
Let's hear a little bit of it.
I remember joking and laughing with my mom, holding the clothespin bucket.
The smell of my grandmother's backyard when she just finished washing clothes.
And my brother, he would help too, and just working together as a family, trying to hanging out the clothes, and so just having that memory of doing something together.
I don't want to do it that way. I just want to dry her.
I'm not on right now. Logging off the internet. Leave a message. I won't call you back. Hit me up at 607.
Younger generation, we're just in a stage where we don't know what we want. We're all over the place. We choose something and then we start on it and then we get distracted and start on something else.
You gotta get your stuff together. I mean, yeah.
You think I'm a nerd? Yeah, I wanna be the same team. See, let's be excited by the same thing still.
That was a piece from the Clothesline Muse. One of the other things, Nina, I wonder about is the fact that while the younger generation is moving towards Instagram and Facebook and text messaging and those types of communication. What that necessarily means is they might reject that older way of communicating and the time spent along the clothesline and talking to each other. But also it means that it's isolating for the older generation,
yes,
who don't know how to text and who have never done this before and have no idea what Instagram is. It must be incredibly frustrating, I imagine, to say, how can I connect with my grandchild? How can I connect with my daughter who's off in this world that I know nothing about and actually kind of don't want to know anything about?
Right. You know, I'm personally not a Luddite. I mean, I'm not anti-technology, but I do think that they are tools. A clothespin is a tool. It's not good for every use. And texting and those kinds of communication platforms are tools, but we can overdose on them. And what do we leave out when we, as Samus just said, react only to the disembodied voice, and our blood pressure gets raised, you know, our whole lives are structured around these moments that, you know, I'll tell you something funny that happened to me. I was talking on the phone and my phone died while I was mid conversation. And I probably talked for another 30 seconds, not realizing that my phone had died. And when I did, I felt like the thought came to my mind, I'm holding a piece of glass and metal. That's all this is right now, because it sure is not a phone at this moment. And I thought that was a wonderful realization for me, because it was just a piece of glass and metal all along.
Maya, I wonder, working on this project, spending so much time thinking about the importance that we're putting on technology and being online, I wonder if that in any way has changed the way in which you use technology. Have you gotten offline a little bit because you're so surrounded by thinking about it?
I think what the character Mary Mac Douglas comes to realize is that the internet is a tool that actually brings us closer in many ways to other people, other countries, other struggles. We can rally on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and know when there are injustices going down and get the mob there and protest signs up instantly. And she comes to understand that, like, the clothesline has a tool, a place. I mean, clothespins are still sold everywhere because they're useful. We can find a merger, find a common ground of where these technologies fit in and where they don't. And sometimes we do have to unplug. And what Mary Mac realizes is her phone is going off the whole play. And then she eventually turns it off and she says, I'm going to listen to my grandma now. And that's why you can bring your grandchild or your aunt or your cousin, any kind of age, race, gender, can come to the Clothesline Museum, find some commonality there.
And Nina, this has been a local production so far, but it's going on the national stage. It's about to, yes, make its national debut. This must,
yes,
be an exciting time.
We are very, very excited that small little production company, and we are going to be featured at the National Black Theater Festival August 7th and 8th in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Two shows both of those nights, 3 and 8, and we're just thrilled. We're currently raising money to get there, because it's a lot for a cast of 15 to get up the road to, and we're not funded by any big corporation or anything. So that's one of the things we're working on right now, is to get the funding to get to the National Black Theater Festival. We have an Indiegogo campaign, and we're also doing a big party in Durham, a send-off party on July 31st. So that all the people who love us and who have loved this play and who have supported us can come on out from 7 to 9 and help us swing in this new step on our journey.
Nina Freelon, Maya Freelon Asante, and Anango Lumumba Kusongo are all part of the Clothesline Muse. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Clothesline Muse will be performed August 7th and 8th at the National Black Theater Festival in Winston-Salem. There's an Attitude of Gratitude party to celebrate the show this Friday at 7 p.m. at 112 West Main Street in Durham. You can find details as well as a link to the Indiegogo campaign on our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we'll chat with two artists keeping the musical sound of the South alive.